Hello and welcome to Classical Music Spotlight. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard was the very opening of Requiem by Russian composer Alexander Kostalsky. From a new Naxos album featuring a who's who of choirs, the Orchestra of St. Luke's and soloists Anna Dennis and Joseph Beutel, all conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Kostalsky started writing his Requiem in 1914, at the beginning of World War I, and completed it in 1917 as the carnage and destruction of that war became inescapable. It's estimated that 20 million people died and a further 21 million were wounded in that war, almost half of them civilians. Kostalsky titled his Requiem, Requiem for Fallen Brothers, and he used texts and melodies from many different countries involved in that war: Russia, Britain, Italy, Serbia, Greece, India, Japan, and America. By his choice of music and text, I think Kostalsky explicitly acknowledges that the suffering caused by war is universal. That was the opening Requiem Aeternum of Alexander Kostalsky's Requiem. The Kyrie that follows was initially conceived as an Orthodox litany. In this version, Kostalsky has reworked it into a series of prayerful solo intonations built upon both Roman Catholic and Anglican themes, which are answered by the full chorus in various languages. West, Alexander Kostalsky and his music are still relatively unknown. He was a student of Tchaikovsky, and in 1887 he was appointed to the faculty of the Moscow Synodal School of Church Singing and remained affiliated with that institution until it was closed in 1918 by the Bolsheviks. Movement 4 of the Requiem is titled Guilty, Now I Pour My Moaning. Again, it shows the international nature of this piece. Kostalsky turns to solo singers and quotes the melody of an English setting of the Dies Irae in the Anglican hymnal. The Ostius movement is sung in Latin and combines Russian and Gregorian chants into one whole with the words, "We offer to you, O Lord, sacrifices and prayers. Receive them on behalf of the souls of whom we remember this day." Thank you. The album notes for this recording include the complete words in both the original languages and in English. In the Agnus Dei of this Requiem, the traditional text is set to a Serbian chant melody. The album notes describe this music as being like the ghostly voices of the fallen soldiers of the preceding Hosanna that evoke the heavenly reality into which the dead have passed. The United States joined the Allies in April of 1917, while Russia was rocked by two revolutions, the first in February of 1917 and the second in October of that same year. In May of 1917, the American Extraordinary Mission arrived in Petrograd to offer moral support to the new Russian government. From those American visitors, Kostelsky learned what music was used in funerals in America and wrote an additional movement that included quotes from Chopin's Funeral March, Rock of Ages, Hark, Hark, My Soul, and at the end, With the Saints Give Rest. In both intent and content, this really is music from and for the world.
Thank you.
You have been listening to music from Alexander Kostelsky's Requiem for Fallen Brothers with Anna Dennis, soprano, Joseph Beutel, bass baritone, the Cathedral Choral Society, the Clarion Choir, the St. Tichon Choir, the Kansas City Chorale, and the Orchestra of St. Luke's, all conducted by Leonard Slatkin. It was recorded in October 2018 at the Washington National Cathedral and is now available on Naxos, catalog number 8.5742.45. This is an incredible recording of a work I find deeply moving in both music and concept. Kostelsky really understood that the bloody violence of war has no victors, only lives lost. The music to end this podcast is from the final movement of his Requiem, Memory Eternal.